3D TVs haven't turned out to be the popular consumer technology that was anticipated a few years ago, but another kind of 3D looks set to find applications that promise new ways to learn, meet people, and experience being in striking places. Last week, Microsoft joined Google and Facebook in revealing a new experimental platform for cheaply entering a 3D world armed with just a smartphone and a cardboard box. And in fact, if you're on a holiday Monday today, you too could try this at home right now. And Peter Marks, our tech editor, is going to tell us how. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Fran.
What is this new experimental 3D platform exactly?
Well, look, virtual reality has been bubbling along for a long time. Viewers of Star Trek will remember the holodeck, where people go into a place for entertainment or for training and things like that. And it seems that finally it's starting to happen. The experience of watching one of these things is that you hold some sort of visor. It's either attached to your head or you hold it up and you look through. And it's as if you're in a 3D space. So you're able to look left and right and up and down. There are still versions, but there are now starting to be beautiful motion-captured 3D environments. One which came out this year is called Clouds Over Sidra by Chris Milk for the United Nations, and that puts the viewer inside a Syrian refugee camp. It's a 3D, 360-degree film that follows the day of 12-year-old Sidra, who's been living in the Zaatari refugee camp for 18 months. The immersive virtual reality experience takes you to her school, a playground, and you have a look around her home. You're actually sitting in her home opposite her as she talks about her life. It's quite a moving experience, I've got to say.
You can see the application of that quite immense, potentially. I mean, when you're using it to engender empathy like that, like walk a mile in my shoes, literally.
Exactly. So it's kind of different to a news story, which maybe shows you some still images or some footage or some audio of a place. It actually puts you into the place. So you can imagine this being used, say, in the aftermath of a disaster or a war zone, or in this case, a refugee camp.
But how are you getting into this place? So you're saying it's not on your television?
No. And so what's happened
is... You brought me in a little brown box.
Yeah. So what I've got here is a folded piece of cardboard.
Yep.
It's got a couple of lenses in it. This is actually called Google Cardboard.
That is simple.
I haven't actually got a phone in there at the moment. But last week, Microsoft also joined in this, and they've got a thing called VR Kit, which is a similar design thing. So what's happened is, because smartphones have the capability of both a high resolution display and they also have the gyroscope and accelerometer that can detect which way you're looking, it means that we at last have a very cheap platform for viewing these scenes. And there's also quite cheap ways of authoring the scenes, that is actually capturing the scenes. So the smartphone is really turning out to be the platform that has created a possible way that a large number of people can experience these.
So just trying to help people understand, instead of sitting on your couch with the glasses on, you're actually looking through, holding up this little cardboard box with these two lenses in it, and your phone's inserted in there. So you're looking at something on your phone. It's an interaction between those lenses and your phone.
That's right. Now, the phone is split down the centre, so each eye gets a slightly different version, so that's how you get the 3D effect. A very important part of these, the power of these things, is that you wear headphones as well, and the sound is so-called 3D. So if you're sitting looking at someone talking and you turn your head to have a look around the room, their voice kind of goes behind you and gives you that feeling of, you know, they're actually talking behind you through sort of changes in the sound and obviously where it is in the stereo image. So it's a very realistic sort of experience.
It's still a little bit clunky. I mean, you have to hold that thing up and you've got to have the headphones. But this is all available now. Are people buying it? Are people using it? And how widespread are the applications?
Well, it's still early days. And although we're seeing large organisations like the UN experimenting with this, we're also seeing news organisations starting to capture these. And it's something, I guess, along the lines of drones being used to shoot footage of disaster areas and add to B-roll for news footage. This is another way of capturing the scene that puts the viewer right in the scene. Now, these devices, the cheap ones, which take your mobile phone, Google Cardboard, for example, is an open standard way. You can actually build your own, but they are available just online for under $10. In fact, and it's pretty clunky, as you can see. The only hard part there is the lens. But this means that you can experience them now, and it is possible to actually take your own for not too much money.
And what it means is, in newsrooms and sports newsrooms, particularly around the world at the moment, and other places, we've got technicians, computer whiz kids, building up these images.
That's right. And look, there's a wide range of applications. Education, last week Google announced Expeditions Pioneer Program, which during the 2015-2016 school year, they'll be bringing kids to schools to allow teachers to run virtual trips so that the students can go to a museum and can have a look at the exhibits, or they can go to different places in the world. You can visit Paris right from your couch. There's hundreds of virtual trips available. Of course, gaming is going to be a big one in the end, and that's why Oculus Rift was purchased by Facebook. Media, as I mentioned, it could just be for watching movies. That hasn't been so popular on TV. I don't think any of the channels broadcast 3D TV anymore. And I guess eventually we'll have this for social activities. So you might be able to join your remote family for dinner and actually sit looking around the room talking to everyone.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I think there's some great applications. And of course, for industrial applications, already the military uses this in training for things like training people to jump out of planes and do parachuting. So you experience it as if you were doing it, but in a training simulated mode. So when you do come to do this stressful experience, you're actually familiar with it already.
But I love that idea of the empathy. I really think that's a great notion.
Clouds Over Sidra, it's a very moving piece. I recommend it to anyone.
Peter Marks, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Peter Marks, he knows everything that's going around. He's an app developer, he's our tech commentator, of course, and a regular on RN's Download This Show with Mark Fennell here on RN.